Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Okay, here we go. It's time for our show, so don't cause a fuss. By listening, you're related to us. It's the Amber and Lacey and Amber show.
Oh,
hi, Dad.
Hello, family.
Ha-ha, you have to be our dad.
Amber keeps looking at me.
Lacey, talk to me. Do something.
Amber stinks.
Lacey stinks more than I stink, but also I stink.
Oh my goodness. See what I had to grow up with? All right, everybody. Welcome to the Amber and Lacey and Amber show. This podcast is a way for us to help you get to know new friends through fun and games. Amber, let me tell you about my life. So, if you talk bad about me, because you know what I'm going to say, I saw another Netflix show. And I feel like you would, if you don't stop it. You're making a face. It was Love Again. Did you watch Love Again?
No, but I want to. No, is it good?
With Celine Dion. It is like a Celine Dion advertisement. Who cares about the story? The story's okay, but it's the fact that the guy in it has to interview Celine Dion for his job. I think he's like a music critic or whatever. It is so wonderful and it's so cute. Only because, Amber, you know I love Celine. What song do I make you play
you
over and over in the
Celine
car?
Dion.
Love it. I love her to death.
What song? And that's the way it is?
No, it's... It'll come to me. But she has a new song on there. It's the title of the movie, and it's called Love Again, and I play it over and over again. I love it so much.
That's
so that
cute.
Is my new thing. It is so wonderful.
Okay, sounds
and
good.
I'm in it.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know that. You were in the Netflix movie.
Quick cameo. If you blink, you'll miss me when I'm in it.
Okay. Oh, wow. Because yeah. I don't remember you telling me you were flying to
it
LA
was a secret.
To be in a movie.
They filmed it in Canada. So that's why it's none of your damn business.
They probably did film it in Canada. Because you know Celine Dion ain't going away.
Celine's from Canada.
You better go to Toronto. You want to see Celine? She's busy.
And Lacey.
Oh, sorry. And Lacey.
Wait, doesn't she have her show in Vegas? Because that's what I want to see. I want to go see Celine Dion now.
In Vegas.
Show made me want to go see a Celine Dion concert. Loved it so much. She can really sing.
The other day, me and one of my best friends, Molly. Lacey, you know Molly. We're sitting around watching PBS. And it was, you know, those, hey, donate now and blah, blah, blah. Here's a Luther Vandross concert. And we were like, this is pretty great. And then after that, it was a Celine Dion concert. And I was like, I guess I would see a Celine Dion concert.
See?
I don't think about Celine Dion very much. But when you list her songs, it's like a billion songs
she
that you know by Celine Dion.
A million songs.
I would have
I
thought I know 3 Celine Dion
I'll
songs
be
tops.
Waiting for you. That's a song I love so
song.
Much. You're inside my heart. I don't know if I can even sing those songs on this podcast, but I do.
I think you can. And I
such
think Celine
a good
Dion
song.
Just wrote in and said, sing more of her songs. Sing more of
I made
songs.
You listen to that a million times in the car when we were driving around New York. Do you remember that?
No.
Love that song.
But I believe you.
I love it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's that song with that very good harmony in it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I just love a strong two-part harmony on the chorus of a song.
So good.
Sorry. It's good. It's good. And it's good for you. Everyone, this has been Old White People with Lacey and Amber.
And I need to tell you, too, she looked really good. Like, I think they've been doctoring up her face on Facebook, making her look distorted and 900 years old. She looked great.
Nope. She's loved never looked different so a day in her life. The second we met so her, good. She looks exactly the same.
She does. She aged well, and I love it.
You know she ain't messing around. You know she's not out there, like, drinking beers and eating pizza or nothing.
She's not. She's eating
like,
kale.
I came here to work. Uh-huh. Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. She eats kale and honey. That's
and drinking
it.
Oxygen. That's all she does. Yep. It's kale and oxygen.
Mm-hmm. Poor thing.
That's all she needs. That's why she looks so good.
Yep. Not me. That's why I look like the bottom of a shoe, because I'll eat whatever's closest to me. You get too close.
My sister just said she looks like the bottom of a shoe, and she does not. Amber looks great. And I'm only saying that because you look like me. If you look like the bottom of a shoe, then I do. And I know I don't look like the bottom of a shoe.
You look like the before picture.
Oh, Amber, what is your face regimen? What are you doing? Are you still using a stick to wash your face? Have you gotten any better?
I was given a regimen by the lady who did my makeup for the pilot. And I still follow that regimen unless I forget or don't want to.
And so that means how often do you do it a week? Two times?
Almost all the time.
Okay. And have you seen a difference in your skin?
I did when I was doing it regularly. But now I'm kind of dicking around. I got to be honest.
Okay, stop doing that and follow your regimen, please. Because I need you to look just as beautiful as I am for the rest of our lives.
Oh, okay. You better get two wigs and be like, I'm Lacey.
I'm Amber. When you're at award ceremonies, I got to run and change really fast.
Yeah, and then so run out to the audience and be like, yay. And then run back up. And I'm like, I'm doing it. It's going to be great. You guys, welcome to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. Today, our guest is Dulce Sloan. And when you hear everything she has to say, you're going to friggin' lose it because she's our favorite. All right. Wait until these messages are over and then come back. But if you don't want to hear our commercials, then you should become a big money diamond player on Apple Podcasts. Then you get all of the good stuff. Our special Friday releases, our regular shit. With no friggin' commercials. So do that now. But then also wait. And then we'll be back with Dulce. Okay? Okay. I love you.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Everybody, we're back with the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. And we're so excited because today we get to spend time with a fabulous woman who has been all over your TV screen on camera. And she is on stage everywhere. She's the co-founder of a lip gloss company called Giggle Gloss. Please welcome to the show, Dulce Sloan.
Yay! Hello, friends. We did it. We found it. We're on the internet. We figured out how to open Zoom.
Guys, it was tough.
You got to use your third eye.
You'll say you're a little baby. You can open a Zoom.
Let me tell you something. I felt so bad for Skype.
Poor Skype.
I was like, girl, where were you? This was your time, Skype. Yep. Skype, this was your time. Skype, you have been doing this since, girl, 2010. You should have had at least the servers, the bandwidth.
Skype
the knowledge, the know-how, and yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were all over Skype. Anytime over you Skype. Went out of town, Skype.
Listen, and then WhatsApp came in and took over, and I was like, Skype, why are you letting everybody pull up in your apartment?
That's right.
Man, like, they can't keep up. I'm like, bro, quit letting people pull up in your shit.
Sorry, Skype. And now where are they?
Great question.
Where are they?
I don't know.
Out here probably selling sofas or some shit because they gone out
to a Skype sofa.
Get yourself your back hurt. Get yourself. Listen,
I would get a Skype sofa because you know
they're
selling cheap.
Tummy tea and fucking hair gummies.
Which all of them I would try.
What? Why is Skype selling waist trainers? What is happening over here in the company?
They found a different audience.
Girl, and the audience that probably don't have the internet. Not the house.
Dulce, what are all of your feelings?
Ooh, well, a boy made me sad recently, so that's fun.
Ooh, join the club.
Let me find his ass. What the
that's
fuck?
All right.
You want to talk about him? Talk about
him. Honestly, I won't.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Because that'll be too, it'll give him, listen, people always talk about leaving somebody on red. Mm-hmm. What I prefer to do is to not open the message at all.
Wow.
So I'm going to leave you on ignored. Because if you thought that leaving somebody, I'm like, oh, you read it and didn't say nothing. Nigga, I didn't even look.
I do that all the time. Once I'm done, I'm done. I will let that little dot be there. I won't even open it. I need you to know that.
Oh, also, I don't save, not on delivered. Yes, I'm leaving people on delivered. Yes, I'm leaving you on delivered. Also, I don't save men's numbers in my phone. You will be digits until you earn your name in my phone. You will be numbers.
What? But then how do you know who's saying it?
I did fuck up one time, but I figured it out like in 2 seconds. But you just know like the last, it's like, okay, this dude's a 646. This dude's a 917. Mm-hmm. This dude's a 323.
Yep.
This dude's a 404. So it's like, okay, 404 got something to say today. It's going to be something I don't want to hear. 646 didn't call me back or text me back. Okay, cool. Sir, you're going on muted on Instagram now. I will unfollow you. The best feature that Instagram has now, remove follower.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Because before, to remove somebody, you used to have to block them and unblock them.
Yeah.
But now someone I'm no longer friends with sent me a message and I was just like, oh, let me remind him. And so I just went to his page and removed follower.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm okay with that.
So I think one day he's going to pop up and he's just going to see... Because I think there's a way for you to tell that someone doesn't follow. Like, he's going to go to my page and he's going to see the word follow under my name. And it's like, oh, shit. I guess I did.
Oh, no.
Yes, I did. But other than that, I'm enjoying my new home.
Yay. Where are you now? Where were you slash and then where are you?
I was incarcerated in New York for 5.5 years. I was serving my time in Astoria. Mm-hmm. And now I am purchased a home in North Hollywood.
Oh, yay.
So I wanted a Spanish style two-story house and the Lord has blessed me with a Spanish style two-story house. There's an in-law suite for my mom and there's a detached garage that's been converted to a studio and my brother's going to be in there.
Holy shit.
Great. So, yeah, next You're weekend I'm going to go, I'm flying to Atlanta because my family's going to drive out with my mom's and my brother's stuff. I am living the dream, but there is one small flaw in this home plan. My bedroom is directly above my mother's bedroom.
That's right. Okay. Now see, shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. So, she's going to need noise canceling headphones or I'm going to have to soundproof the floor. Cause currently I'm a 40-year-old woman who can't have sex in my own house.
No, you can't.
And I said that at a show and this white lady was like, yes, you can. I was like, I'm sorry. You've never had a black parent.
No, you got a whole black mama.
You can't. No, you can't.
I have a whole black mom. I'm a whole black mom who's usually listening to church.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I can't.
I'm not even your mom, and I would come and knock on your door and tell you.
Right. I mean, any gentleman that I deal with,
I don't even know you. Keep that down.
Right. And so, any gentleman that I know, any gentleman who could be seeing everything that I own, would have a home of his own, an address where he likes to lay his head.
Mm-hmm.
So, if any sexy time were to commence, it would have to be at the trailer where he pays rent because he can't. You can't bring that over here to my double wide.
Send your mom on a lot of vacations.
I mean, she just got back from London yesterday. And she went to London for church because if you're a black woman over the age of 60, if you travel, it's for the Lord. I recently wrote a book that comes out in February of next year called Hello Friends, Stories of Dating, Destiny, and Day Jobs. Wait, didn't y'all come out with a book too?
We did.
Yes.
Yay!
We did.
Look at us being authors and shit. And they used to not let us read. Look at God. Jesus.
Guys, I have a true story to tell you.
Yes.
This is real. One time in Chicago, I was sitting waiting at the Belmont station. And it's like nighttime. It's a little too late. There's a group of like a fraternity of like white boys out and they're like, and they're all crazy. And it's me sitting down and then sitting next to me is the oldest black man of all time. So these white children are loud and crazy. And this old black man sitting there and I take out a newspaper that's just sitting next to me, and I take it out and the old black man, this is real. This really happened. No. Smacked the newspaper out of my hand, kind of like grabbed it and goes, if Master finds out we can read. He goes. And I cried laughing. That was the biggest swing you could ever take with a stranger. I cried laughing. We talked the whole train ride home.
I do love that so
I've
much.
I've never met in my entire life.
I had a friend in so I went to private women's college. That was very small. So like when I say small, I had a Spanish class one year that was just me. And for a whole semester, it was just me and my Ghanaian Spanish teacher.
I love it.
Shout out to Dr. Demiocker. That man, what a blessing. And so the school was in North Georgia, Gainesville, Georgia. Very small school. And the black part of town, it was either Newtown, and it was called Newtown because that town had burned down and they rebuilt
Yes.
it. And then the black people literally lived across the railroad tracks in a cult and they lived out the road. And so the school was a thoroughfare. Like there was a shortcut in front of the freshman dorm to go from one side of town to the other. And I'm walking back to the dorm with one of my white friends and this older black woman stops. And it was like so it was me and one of my black friends and a white girl, one of my white girlfriends. And she pulled this older teenage black lady pulls up and stops. It's like, how y'all doing? We're like, good. And she's like, y'all make sure you don't be messing around with none of these young niggas in town. Make sure you don't get pregnant. And you graduate. And she just gave us this like 5-minute pep talk. And somebody tried to honk at her. And she was like, go around. And she would sit down. And she talked to us. And how y'all doing at school? We're good. What's your major? Talk to this lady. She's like, all right, y'all have a blessed day. And then my friend was like, do you know her? And we went, no.
No, that's just somebody's.
And she was like, and then she said, she was just like, I don't understand. She's like, white people don't talk to each other like this. What do you mean? She's like, whenever I'm hanging out with y'all, some stranger black person will always come up and talk to y'all and have a conversation. And then everybody, and I was like, what are we like, what's happening? She's like, I'm just saying that white people don't talk to each other like y'all talk to each other. And I don't like it. I was like, what do you mean? She said, even white people talk to you. I was like, well, white people love us and they won't leave us alone.
They won't.
But like a good country, like a country white woman, old country white woman, loves talking to a black woman of any age. But 100%. She was like, that lady just stopped. She's like, gave y'all all this encouragement. She's like, you know how many white women drive past here while I'm standing out here? Nobody stops and talks to me.
Give her a hug.
It's true. I kind of felt bad for her. I was like, listen, that's by design. Y'all need to talk to the head office or something. I don't know. What's
call HR. HR will take care of this right away.
Y'all need to talk to HR. But she was like, I just don't know. And we got to start. She's like, what? She's like, black people. And the white girls were like, yeah, black people are always talking to black. They don't even know. I was like, y'all do the same thing in the store. She's like, they're like, it's not the same. It's not the same.
It's
and
not.
We know it's not the same.
It's not. And we know it because you don't mean that shit. But yesterday I ordered a sandwich and the lady goes, here you go, sweet baby. And I was filled. My life was fulfilled.
Yes. Your aww. Cup runneth
sweet
over.
Baby.
I okay. can change anybody's day. I also, I watch a bunch of TikTok, but the number of times it's like black people just give each other compliments by just saying what they have on. But we can also
do.
But then somebody was like, black people will insult each other by just saying what you have on.
Yes. It's all that's right.
So it could be, come on, dress. Or it could be like, oh, so the dress. And it's like, with all I... all you said was dress.
We know how to build you up or tear you down. We can do it. One
tear
word.
You
right. all the way to the ground. Okay.
Down to your soul. To your grandparents. To your grandmother just being in heaven going, they didn't have to do that.
Okay. Guys, we got to pull this in because yes. we're cracking up too much. Okay. On the Amber and Lacey and Amber show, we subject our guests to an expert quiz where we take a subject our guest is an expert on and we will quiz them. If we win, then we are the cutest. Okay. But if our guest wins, then they are the cutest. Okay. Dulce, we hear okay. you know a lot about Korean dramas. Is this true?
Okay.
It don't matter if it's true. This is...
This is quiz. I know she came on to tell me, bitch, stop moving your microphone. I had to turn the volume up.
Oh, no. You're fine because she's going to administer the quiz. This is Becca.
Listen, I know more about Korean dramas than you do.
You sure do. You won this. As soon as I saw Korean dramas, I was like, and the winner is not Lacey or Amp. So you have won okay. this already. Be proud.
Listen, I watch the ones that I watch. So I could also not be an expert on this. I should have said Star Trek.
No, you would.
And then you would have had a run for your money.
I wrote most of the episodes of Star Trek. People don't know that.
Wait, which?
All of
which
them.
Which series?
All of them. Everything. What? Oh, wow. I'm 75 years old.
Ma'am, listen, if you're telling me you worked
on... don't crack. Come on
you're,
now.
You did not work on Deep Space Nine because you would have been a child. So don't do that. Now, Lower Deck, Discovery, Strange New World.
You would have won.
I'll give you that. But you was out here on the original series. Even Gene Roddenberry didn't make it.
Me and Gene. Me and Gene was like this. But okay. All right. Rude. Go ahead, Becca. Administer this quiz on Korean dramas.
Okay. All righty. Who is the ultimate idol? Who will win this rigorous test of K-drama knowledge to become the next idol? Are y'all ready?
We're ready.
Okay. So I'm going to describe a scenario and you're going to tell me through multiple choice which of the shows it is. All right. So here's the scenario. The management company of the popular idol group decided to add a new member to the group, but the new member has to go to the U.S. due to an emergency. His twin sister ends up having to take her brother's place. Is it A, Shut Up Flower Boy Band, B, Coffee Prince, C, You're Beautiful, or D, To the Beautiful You?
All of those titles are made up.
I want to say A.
What?
I want to say A. What's it called? Say the name of A again.
Okay, so A was Shut Up Flower Boy Band.
Okay, I want to say A.
Okay, we got one for A.
I wanted to say A too because that sounded the most ridiculous, but I'm not going to copy off her because I don't know. I'm going to say it's D, To the Beautiful You. Amber?
To the Beautiful You. Amber, what's your vote?
I'm going to say it's C, Flower Love You, Beautiful Boy.
Well, you know what?
Amber, just make it up.
Amber's right, though. It was C.
How is what
You're
I said
beautiful.
Not one.
It was a 2009 Southern Korean drama, You're Beautiful, starring Jang. No, you know what? I'm not going to pronounce the names. I'm going to get this wrong. We're not going to
do it. Don't say the names. Don't say the names. They can look it up.
So it was a 2009 Southern Korean drama. Big community. All right. Next
Amber win that.
Question. Can any of y'all tell me what an idol is?
Yes. An idol is a person that you worship and you love them.
Vaguely.
And what it will do is get you 40 years in the desert in the Old Testament. That's what an idol will do. An idol will have you.
That's
right. Worshiping idols.
No, an idol is a...
I'm going to take the negative two, please. Give me negative 2 points. I don't know anything how this has anything to do with Korean dramas, and I'm going to say something wrong. No, I don't know what a...
What's one of the wave stars? An idol is a... you can be either an actor or a musician, and you're part of the... Oh, what's the wave? Hollywood wave? You're one of the wave stars.
Okay, so I'm going to give half a point to Dulce because it is a vaguely musician, singer, performer. Basically, idols in Korea are their celebrities. So all of their biggest celebrities are considered idols, and they usually hire one of these idols as a star in the Korean drama. So like, think of BTS.
Yes.
They are considered idols, and a BTS star would be typically also in a titular role in a Korean drama. So it is like their like A-list is their idols. Mm-hmm. So
ooh la la.
There we go. Okay.
All right.
Next question.
11.
In which of these Korean dramas do the main characters have a food kiss? Is it A, City Hunter and Personal State? B, Vampire Prosecutor and Bridal Musk? C, Pinocchio and the Heirs? And D, You're Beautiful
I've
and
never
big.
Seen any of these shows.
I think it's a D, drama.
I like historical dramas. I know way too much about like ancient Korea. like the historical dramas, I love those. Say the name, use it, a food kiss. So this is not the same as a kimchi slap.
No, this is, so basically imagine two of the main characters trying to kiss while holding food, Lady and Tramp style.
And what are the names again?
A, City Hunter and Personal State. B, Vampire Prosecutor and Bridal Mask. C, Pinocchio and the Heirs. Or D, You're Beautiful and Big. Which feels a little wrong.
I feel like it's B, Vampire Prosecutor and Bridal Mask.
Okay.
Because whenever I am around a vampire wearing a bride's dress, I...
Oh, okay.
It's happened to me several
research.
Times.
She did the research.
I was going to say either Pinocchio or the vampire mask as well.
Go with your heart.
But look. Beautiful and big, I think is a trick. Because big might not mean like in the way we think of it. It might just be like this person's tall.
Okay, we got two for vampire.
I'm going to say the vampire mask. Even though I should say Pinocchio.
Guys, vampires don't eat food.
When they're in love with you, they
do. That's true.
Guys.
Okay, wait. I know I can't change my answer, but I want to say Pinocchio.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
There are no rules.
Pinocchio.
Okay. So we got one for vampire, one for Pinocchio. Amber, what's your final answer?
Beautiful and big, baby.
Dulce's right. It's Pinocchio and the Heirs.
From the apparently. Gut. What's that show about? I'm sure it has to do with a man who's a liar.
Well, I'm not sure what the show about, but it is one of the highest grossing K-dramas made out of China. It was selling for record price at $280,000 per episode. And apparently food kisses are a big trope in Korean dramas, but this one came from a scene where the couple were kind of flirting and they share this kiss between a piece of bread, but it was all made up in the dad's mind. Like he was like angry at his son.
What year did this show come out?
This show came out in 2015.
Okay, because that's not the trend right now. The trend right now is if you're in a modern day drama, it is the couple gets drunk off of soju. And he has to piggyback carry her home. If you're watching a modern day drama, every single drama, and sometimes it's, or if there's like really close friends, like if it's two guys, then they also will have the, oh, you're too drunk, let me piggyback you. Because one show I was watching, they were both very drunk and they kept trying to piggyback carry each other, which was very fun. It's like, oh no, we're good friends. Like, Hyung, let me carry you. Like, no, Hong Nim, like, let me carry you. So it's like, it's that's the trope. That food kiss thing, I haven't seen.
Well, I was going to say, one of my next questions.
Mm.
There are 10 popular tropes I have here.
Oh.
Whoever names the most tropes win. So okay. You just, Dulce, named the piggybacking and Soju. Those are two on my list.
That's two.
One is Subway sandwiches. Another is hula hooping.
What? I don't know. You guys, we one is guess. Like
the flash mob dancing. Let's see. There's going to be a chaebol. So
flash mob dance.
There's going to be a rich guy and a poor girl.
Rich man, poor man.
Rich man, poor
kissing
man.
Kissing in the rain. Rain kissing. It's got to be on there.
Oh, when they finally do kiss, it's going to be shot from 15,000 different angles. and it's going to be stop motion. When I tell you it's a kiss, but it's like from here and from here and from here and from here and from here. A kiss from a million different angles. Rich man, poor man, the soju, the piggyback carry. If it's a modern one, him reaching across her to put on her seatbelt where you think they might kiss, but they don't.
I know one.
Them taking a very long... Oh.
It's when he comes up behind her and he goes to kiss her, but then she turns around and it was a Lhasa Apso.
No, that's not
it was
at all.
A dog.
No.
Is that
we're well, making
all right.
Things.
Well, I'm just trying to get points.
What about knocking on the door and running away?
Let's see. And then
I was gonna call you
things
we're not doing.
Or I was gonna call it the other name, but I picked that one. But let's see. Also, if there is a betrayal of some sort, there's always an angry parent.
How many did she list?
I'll give
she
it to
won
you.
All
obviously,
of those.
Obviously, one okay. Answer. But she listed actually only three. The 10 that I have here are a soju drinking scene, a piggyback, yep. Sleeping yep. together without sex, so just sharing a bed, sickness, so one gets sick and the other one has to take care of them. Mm. And then third spaces for talks, so parks and buses, the elevator and train crush, so spotting someone and then like locking eyes and being like, oh my God, I'm in love with them, and then they disappear. Food, so eating around food like hangover soup, kimchi, ramen.
Yeah.
The head pat, like a endearing, like little.
Yeah, he will pat her on her head and she'll be like, what?
And then the back hug. So hugging them from
that was you.
That was
behind.
Right. That was me. That's yeah. one point.
You were
except she's a dog.
And
she turns around. She's a dog.
This is just a
and
dog.
And I have one final question for y'all.
Okay.
True or false? Korean dramas are filled with a lot of sex.
False.
Everyone gets a point.
Yay.
It is false.
That's why my mom loves them. Actually, they just had an article come out. A girl hit me up on Twitter. I didn't get to a chance, but it was in the New York Times that Korean dramas are very popular among Black women. Mm. And the article was really just trying to find out. It was a Korean American woman who was just trying to find out why. And I couldn't get back to her in time to be like interviewed for the article. But I've been watching them since I was like 15.
Whoa.
Because Atlanta, people don't know that like Atlanta has a very large, I think it's like the third highest Korean population in the country.
Whoa.
So Atlanta has a Korean TV station. So there was like the English channels, there was two Spanish channels, and then there's a Korean TV station, a Korean TV channel. And so I was just flipping through the channels one day and I just was like, what is this show? And there was subtitles, so I just watched it. And then I've been, like, watching them ever since. But, like, I think they said in the article that, like, the reason it's so popular with Black women is, one, it's not white people falling in love.
Mm.
Also, the reason that I like them is because in America, whenever there's, like, a rom-com, it's always, like, you see the woman fall in love and you see her being pursued, but you rarely see the man falling in love.
Mm-hmm.
So on those shows, you see, like, both, like, there's one episode, like, one show I was watching, and, like, the girl had texted the guy, and you see him in bed, like, kicking his feet and, like, being so happy that she, like, reached out to him.
Oh, that's cute.
It's so cute. And I think the other reason that I like it is it's, like, it takes like a lot of these dramas, even if it's like a limited series, it'll be like 16 to 20 episodes. It'll be 7 or 8 episodes before they hold hands.
Oh.
It's such a slow build.
That's cute.
As opposed to like America where you're like, Sex and the City taught everybody to sleep with somebody on the third date. And it's like,
One night stand.
Not even a third date. One night stand.
I like it.
I mean, so. I do.
Noah.
I like it.
But yeah.
Who won this? I mean, well, I think we know who won.
Dulce, I think it's clearly all right. The winner.
Yes, Dulce.
Yay.
It's me. All right. Your girl. Yes, but yeah. Won. They've had like a couple articles written about like why we're so.
I can see why you'd be obsessed.
Obsessed with them. Honestly, they're very well made.
It's fun.
Well, also it's like the show The Good Doctor is actually like a Korean drama that brought over to America. Mm. So what I've been trying to figure out how to do is get the rights to one of these shows.
We'll start working on it.
I mean, you.
All right.
Ambulette.
I'll talk to you after.
Ambulette, I'm telling you, there's a show that I got, and there's at least one show. There's two shows I got in mind right now.
All right.
Friend.
Let's talk about this
Friend.
During the break. When we come back after this short break, we're going to put our minds together to help some people out.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Okay, we're back, Dulce. You always tell it like it is. We know you're the kind of friend to turn to when you need some advice. Mm. So let's brainstorm and help some people out who wrote into our show. If you want to write into the show, leave a comment on our Instagram or send an email to
amberandlaceyadvice@gmail.com.
Okay, here we... Oh, sorry.
Come on, yes, Gmail. Yes, yes. Also, okay. Quick disclaimer. Hold on, because I don't want to say anything. The article that I'm talking about was in the Washington Post. And it was written by Soo-yoon, because I didn't want
to... Give credit to Soo-yoon.
I wanted to give credit what credit was
due. Yay!
Yeah, you don't want to... people working. So I'm helping people. Now listen, if this is about a boy, I can't help nobody, because I make, in the words of a little boy on the internet, I make bad financial decisions. That's not true. I make bad romantic decisions because I don't know what I'm doing. A nice man, a good man, Never met one, but an ancient nigga that I could do for. There's one walking past my house right now. Ain't shit. I shoot him with an arrow. Pew. But that person who's dealing with him out their misery. So yeah, I can't tell you about a good man, but a trash man.
I have
the years of research.
Okay, all right.
Product development. So ask me a question.
Let's see who these people are. What their problems are. Lace.
Number one. My partner keeps whistling every time a song comes on in the car. I have asked him to stop and he acts like I am the crazy one because he is not even aware he's doing it. I can't tell you how much it gets under my skin. How do I deal with this?
Okay, first of all,
start giving him salty snacks.
Give him a lemon so like in the cartoons where his mouth goes,
Tom and Jerry. That's Tom and Jerry.
Well, first of all, this is written about me because I will whistle a bitch down. I will whistle an entire song. No one on earth, professional
and I need to jump in on this. Amber
ass.
Is the most beautiful whistler.
Can't help it.
Her and my father are the best whistlers in the world. Amber could whistle an opera. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing.
I'm Whistler's mother. I sure can. Can't help it.
Can you do the cricket sound though?
I didn't hear anything.
Can you hear it?
We didn't hear anything.
My thing's not close enough to me.
No, friend.
Oh.
Can you hear it?
No, but we heard Dulce.
No,
she did a great job.
That was me.
You did a good job.
Oh, it's cutting it out for Amber. They let you do it because it said turn that piss off.
Wow.
We need to go back to that question.
That's that Skype revenge because we were talking to her.
Susie does it.
Okay.
Stop it.
But she's already asked him to stop. And he's like, but I'm not even whistling. What she needs to do is record him. Because he's like, I'm not even whistling. So he doesn't even notice or he doesn't care. So it's like, it probably is. He don't care. But like, I think she needs to record him and be like,
I think that's
a very good idea.
That's the only way he's going
to
know.
Right. Because it's like, sometimes it's like trying to tell somebody to like, say you first get a dog and you have to remember to keep the toilet seat down so the dog doesn't drink out of the toilet, right? So then you have to remind somebody, hey, lift the toilet seat up. So I think it might just be a subconscious thing he's not even thinking about. So I think she just has to record him. Or punch him in his arm every time he wants.
Or both.
Punch, record.
Les?
Yeah. Or maybe it's like, she could do like a swear jar thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like every time you whistle, Venmo me $5.
It's a nice little savings.
That's a great idea.
Or hand me $5. And I promise you, monetary inspiration and stimulation and cations will get that man.
We solved that problem.
To stop whistling.
More cations.
The second one is, am I weird for not wanting to wear something borrowed from my family on my wedding day?
She could wear a hair clip.
I mean, no, you're not weird, but also lie. Can't you just be like, yeah, I wore it? I mean, do they have to see it? Or get your mom's old garter belt. There's a lot of stuff going on at a wedding.
Yeah.
You can wear a necklace. Why does she not want to wear something borrowed? Does she not like their stuff? She don't like their stuff.
Yeah. Or she just doesn't like them.
That's right. They're like, wear this cowboy hat. And she's like, no.
And I'm not going to lie. If it's super ugly, I don't want to wear it.
Why am I wearing high top sneakers? I don't want to borrow this. Right. And it's like, wear grandma's ring. And it's like, but grandma's ring is fake. Which, as someone whose jewelry changes color all the time, I love fake jewelry. It's great. I think it's one of the best inventions we ever came up with. Who said gold has to stay gold? You know what I mean? Why that necklace can't become bronze at some point? Maybe silver. Who knows? But I don't think it's weird. I think we need more information.
Yeah.
What are her options?
I totally agree with you.
Because it's like, if the borrowed thing is like, all we got is this lawnmower, then
push it down the aisle, girl. Push it down the aisle.
Right. I don't want that fucking thing either. So it's like, I think she's not giving great borrowed options. So it's like, here's your grandma's bra from the 50s. Like, no, I don't want to wear that.
Thank you.
There's whalebone in that. I don't want to wear it. But
I love it.
Craziness. But I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think it's weird. I just need more information.
If it's not anything that's ugly,
just fucking. It's kind of like graduations are for your parents and weddings are for your whole.
Try to compromise.
Yeah. Maybe one day you'll have a birthday and you can do your own shit. But until then.
Right.
Where are the whale bones?
The only days that are really for you are your birthday and your funeral. And even then, your family makes it about.
I agree.
I
agree.
Sorry, you guys.
You got to wear it. Yeah.
Wear the tutu.
Number three.
Sorry.
I'm taking a class this year in college that will have us presenting a lot. It feels like there are 100 people in this class. Do you have any advice to help me with my nerves about public speaking?
Oh, yes. I think you should picture your audience naked. So then you can have the giggles.
Uh, Well, why, if you have issues with public speaking, why did you register for this class?
Maybe to conquer their issues.
Now, okay, if now we out here conquering, if we out here trying to face the fears.
Yeah.
If you out here trying to put, you know, fear factor Joe Rogan style with this class, the best thing to do is pick a point in the back of the room. So say there's like a clock or something on the back wall. Pick a point in the back of the room and talk directly to them.
I agree.
Yeah, that's what they taught us to do in school is you look just over the top of everyone's heads. And it makes them feel like you're looking directly at them. I still do that because sometimes you're saying a joke and you don't want to see what the response is. I don't have the heart to look you in the eye as I tell this terrible joke. Let me look just over the top of your head.
So I've been telling this joke about when I went to Turks and Caicos at the beginning of, I think it was beginning of 2022. And I do an aside on the joke that's literally just for like the black people in the room where I talk about how Lisa Ray was the first lady of Turks and Caicos.
No.
Lisa Ray was the first lady of Turks and Caicos because she was married to the prime minister of Turks and Caicos and he got arrested for embezzlement and they got divorced, which is the most Lisa Ray thing that could happen. And also she's the brat's half-sister. So I'm saying this, so like I'm just starting to talk about Turks and Caicos. And then I was like, I literally just said that for the 10 black people. White people stopping. It was literally for the black people in the audience. And there's always a white woman that goes, the brat's sister, really? And I was like, okay, know what your kids look like. But it's truly just for me. It's truly just for me. I had a taping at Montreal about, and I was doing that set. And I was like, we have to cut this Lisa Ray shit. No, I can't. This barely works in America. I know it's not going to work in Canada. But it's truly just for me that. And I have another bit about how it's only funny to me, I swear, and like one other person. But I just think about like this young white girl. Like, you know, she starts dating this black dude. Her family abandons her. And, you know, they cut ties with her because they're so racist. And daddy, I love him on some Little Mermaid shit. And they wait to have sex and they get married. And then his dick is small.
Yeah.
And it makes me laugh so much because it's like
she heard all the stories.
Because like she heard, you know, because you always hear about all black dudes, like all black men don't have big dicks. All white men don't have small dicks. Right. And so, you know, she gets married. Her parents don't come. Her dad doesn't walk her down the aisle. All this other shit.
All she had left was that
and
hope.
And on her wedding night, this man's dick is small. It's so funny to me. All she had left was that hope. And then
that's the way
that was taken away from her because she thought she was going to get dicked. Yes. Because when you think you're going to get dicked down and then you don't, it's very maddening. It's very upsetting. Some man the other day was like, I'm going to gather you up and bop, 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 bop. The only good part about hanging out with that nigga was skinny dipping. The rest of it, I was like,
zilch.
But again, that's funny to y'all. I can't think of anywhere else. Like the Lisa Ray thing and then that. I can't. Some bits you just.
All right.
They're yours, and there's nothing that can be done with them. What's the next bit of advice? Also, have sex before marriage because you don't want to get
find out what you're getting into. This is just
general advice.
Listen, my mom is a good Christian woman. I remember I was sitting on the porch one day. My mother came outside, and she goes, "I mean, I know you're supposed to wait. You don't want to get stuck with nothing bad." And I was like,
"Oh,
fuck." Ma'am, I'm 30. Where was this conversation?
Oh, bless her heart. She thought she was giving you some advice. She thought she was schooling you on something.
That's cute.
Listen, I think she was trying to alleviate because it was like, you do want to wait, but then you're
that
like,
that ship has sailed.
No, ma'am.
Listen.
You might find out a deal breaker.
Yeah.
You have to.
Guys, this is the next one. Since Lacey took those etiquette classes, I'm wondering, what is the etiquette on receiving a card by hand? Do you open it up in front of the person? Or just say thank you and wait? It's a good question.
Okay.
Someone hands you a card.
My mom was big on etiquette. We have this book. What was that book, Amber? Amber doesn't even remember this, I don't think. Hints from Heloise, but there was etiquette in there too. And I was talking about how they were teaching etiquette classes here in Omaha, and I thought it was the best thing ever, and Amber was making fun of me. But I like for kids to act right in public. That's what I feel like, you know.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Everyone should take etiquette classes. Whenever, like, the biggest, the thing that would make my vagina just slam shut is... if a man is holding a fork or a spoon, like a shovel,
oh,
Like to see a man, like I don't remember when I learned how to hold a fork, but I know how to hold a fork, right? And to see a grown man, a grown ass man, an overgrown man, as my mother would call these men, eating food, like where you just kind of like, he's just digging into something. And it's like, and I was like,
okay,
I don't give a, I don't care.
No, that's she how does I not. Eat. And I'm going to piggyback on your shoveling because I'll take shoveling. Before I went out on a date last night to a very nice restaurant. And when you were talking about how you just went through some stuff, I had to let this man go. This man is in the restaurant and he's waving his arms and he's talking about the scariest night of his life when he was in Florida and his cousin got shot.
Okay.
And when I tell you, everyone could hear.
Okay.
And he's like, bam, bam, bam. And then there was blood. And I was like, if you just don't eat that bread. So I just kept putting my,
you just gotta, what?
It's Omaha, Nebraska. It's my life. He was being too everything. Then the waitress would come over and he would shoot her a joke. Then he'd go back to the shooting story. And I was like, oh, I can't. This is, he was a 10 the whole time. No. Absolutely not. It just was the last thing. The phone call ended badly. He wanted to see me. I was like, this is no, it's not working out.
Oh, you know, you're loud,
right? Because I love too loud big, for you know, a ruffin. But
your ass is loud.
I don't need
you are loud,
that
sir.
Attention on me. And I don't need everyone don't need to hear that story. I didn't need to hear the story. You've told it 7 times. I've heard it before. So I'm working on because he said,
oh, yeah,
you always tell me when I tell you a story. And that's rude. So I'm letting him tell a story now for the 7th time. But I figured out it wasn't for me. He's just wanting people to hear. He wants everyone to hear his story. He thinks the story is great. Story's not great. It's dumb. I don't want to hear it. So I was like, you're an attention seeker. He's an attention seeker. And I was like, this story isn't for me. Cousin got shot when he was 12.
So he wants people to know his cousin
and it
got
grazed
shot?
His butt. So I said, oh, was his life in danger? He goes, no. It's not even a good story. It's not like a 50 Cent story. His cousin got grazed.
His cousin didn't get
grazed.
Okay.
Grazed.
Yes. Also, you don't strike me as the type of woman who would be impressed with a shooting story.
I love you so much, but why? I love you for saying that. And I'm sitting there thinking, why is he telling me this
story? Oh, because he only has 7 stories.
I love because I've told him, stop telling me these stories. I've heard them before.
I would love to take because it's like, you need to know where the fork is. You need to, because it's like, we're trying to act like we don't need, but like, was etiquette used to, were there too many forks? Yes. Did we have all these forks because there's no TV? Okay. All we're doing is reading or playing a game or work. Like there was no, meals took a long time to prepare. So like there was other things. We were hunting for food. Yeah. We were learning to read. Somebody didn't invent letters. So for most of human history, we were very preoccupied with staying alive.
Yeah.
And then now we're so alive, we have to worry about being killed. Like there's dinosaurs outside just because we went to a public fucking place. So like for most of human history, we had a lot of time on our hands. So it's like, okay, let's invent all these forks. We need a bunch of knives. We need a big ass plate setting. We need chargers. We need plates. We need bread plates. We need salad plates. We need salad bowls. We need dinner plates. We need wine glasses. I used to work this place. Look at all the, just the number of glasses, just the types.
Yeah.
Of glasses.
There's too many. It's too many glasses.
Champagne flutes. And then there's like the fact that there's a different glass for red and white wine.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. Is there?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yes, there's different glasses for what. Also, there's a specific glass for like, there's a water glass and then there's like a tea glass. And then there is a butter knife and then a regular knife and then a steak knife. And then there's like a seafood fork and a salad fork and a dinner fork and then a teaspoon and a dessert spoon and a soup spoon. Like all of these is because we had time. But now we don't have this time. Now it's, you got this fork, this spoon. We got sporks now.
They just put it all together.
That's right.
We're out here trying to get, now I don't know how busy, why we're all so busy. I don't know why we all need Red Bull, but you know, it's, we used to have a lot of times for things, right? So you used to be able to have a lot of different kind of stories and come up with a lot of, hey man, I got to keep these people interested because we got to do this again tomorrow.
That's right.
There's no electricity. Now, mind you, you could have a nice story. You could blow a candle out and that could be the, just throw a blanket over your kids and it's good night like you do with birds. So it was a long time. We had a lot of free time. But now, today, wrap the story up, bro. I don't need to hear about this. Your life's not interesting. And it's like we needed etiquette because we had too much free time. But you still need to know which fork to not at least the salad and a dinner. I give you two forks. Think about the first time you went to a restaurant and they used a cum scraper. I mean, a crumb scraper.
I was like, what kind of restaurants are you going to? Let me write down that restaurant name real quick.
I'm reservation for one.
Okay.
As someone who hates that particular thing, I hate that I even said that. Because, man, anytime I interact with it, I'm like, ugh.
Okay, and that is a great note that we're going to have to end on this, I guess. Okay, and that's that. Thank you,
Dulce.
Yeah,
end on that.
Please follow her at Dulce Sloan and buy her lip gloss, Giggle Gloss. What's your favorite shade?
Yay!
My favorite shade is... thank you so much. It's a tie with No More Broke Dick and Future Wife. Okay. Is a tie.
Please go get her lip glosses.
But if I...
Please.
I would love to send y'all some. If you send me your address, I'll send y'all
some.
We're
getting your information after this because you're going to be on our new dating segment that we're going to do. Okay, and follow us at Amber Ruffin and at Lacey Lamar 1. Follow our podcast feed for bonus episodes on Fridays. If you like what you heard, say something nice. And Amber, what do you say?
If you don't like us, go pet a stingray.
No. Go pet a snake if you don't like us. Anyway, thank you, and we will see you later.
Yay!
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.